This is One Girl Revolution, a multi-fandom fanfic, written by Escritoire Azul, with additional material written by Aether, for Voice Team Mystery Box 2021.
Raven as Faith. Buffy the Vampire Slayer / Angel. Of the many slayers, some have plans, some fall in line. Faith wants those who don't, those making their own way, fighting to keep themselves in a destiny forced on them. It can be a prison, this power in this body, and she knows the curl of corruption inside. She also knows responsibility and second chances. It's a struggle, inside and out. Not everyone forgets or forgives. She looks it right. She looks it wrong. She tries to walk more on the side of good than evil. Still, she's the monster in the woman, the danger in the world.
Tipsy Kitty at Star. The Lost Boys. She's the monster in the woman, the danger in the world. Star walked in blind and drank without thinking, and for a while she hates. But blood calls to blood, and the hunt is like a song, calling her from her bed, and the vampires are sirens, singing her to death. Her fangs prick her gums, the motorcycles rumble, vibrate deep inside. Her skin is turned inside out, and the air makes her quiver. This flight through life is an extended orgasm. Star is laid open while she comes. The world is changing all around her, and she is hungry still.
TWTD as Julie. The Mighty Ducks. The world is changing all around her, and she is hungry still. Julie will never have enough time on the ice, and she fights for all that she can get. Each moment stretches out, her heart slows, her breath is steady, and she can see the pattern of the game, knows exactly where to put her glove, to flash her stick, to knock the shot from the air. Graduation comes, and some of the team leaves for professional hockey. She stares down college and giving up her dreams. This is a man's game, this world, but she is no man.
Drop as Mystique. X-Men. This is a man's game, this world, but she is no man. Mystique can wear a male skin, can curl her fingers around the dick between her legs, but it is not her, and she is glad. She is woman and mutant, and wants to be nothing less. She can smell the stink of the world, the humanity deep within it. And she will force evolution and make it something dangerously better. She fucks and she fights, and her kind will someday rule the world. She is a warrior, this malleable woman, and when she falls, she will rise again.
Cuddle Fiend as Tonks. Harry Potter. She is a warrior, this malleable woman, and when she falls, she will rise again. Tonks rubs her belly as if she can touch the child growing inside. Her wand hides in her robe, unused more often than not, and she sits in the dark, wishing she could go and fight. She follows no orders, but guilt works best, and she will not hurt her child. Remus comes to her some nights, kneels and puts his head on her thigh. She breathes him in deep, the smell of action, of war. Her kisses taste bitter with all she once had.
Irrational Pie as Letty. Fast and the Furious. Her kisses taste bitter with all she once had. Letty's body is bruised, her lips split open. Somewhere, Dominic is free, and she pictures him tearing down an engine, drinking beer in the sun, bending some faceless person. Woman, she thinks. But maybe not. over the end of the car. Mia's touch is too gentle, but she can't let her go. Not when she's all Letty has left of her entire world, Toretto flesh and Toretto blood. She smells different, tastes wrong. Letty fucks her still. She was the phoenix from Metal and Flame, and she has become almost new.
Jatania as Kira. Pitch Black and the Chronicles of Riddick. She was the phoenix from Metal and Flame, and she has become almost new. Kira has dreams of monsters, and it makes her fight. Her body breaks down, and she rebuilds it, forcing sore muscles to tense and release. Riddick is gone in darkness and shadow. He is the core of her world, the gravity. Without him, her dreams are too real and safety lost. She erases him from her body, grows out her hair, embraces her curves. She is woman, strong and brave and daring. She will hunt. She will win. The world is cold and her heart ice.
SBLS Regina. Mean Girls. The world is cold and her heart ice. Regina is beautiful, perfect. She builds a cult of terror and basks in the obsessive light which fills the faces around her. It is a love, but it is so much better. Her lips are full and gloss shiny when she whispers in ears, dripping venom and secrets and manipulation. Sex writes beneath all words which pass over her tongue, and she tempts and corrupts and discards. She twists the rules with her teeth and the curve of her body. Everything is a game in Regina's world. She bends the game to her will.
Jocunda Sykes as Jess. Bend it like Beckham. She bends the game to her will. Her body, the rules, the ball. She bends everything. When she runs onto the pitch, when she entwines herself with the others on the dance floor, she is the world. And the world is good. The others, they spark like falling stars around her, but none of them last. Only Jess comes close, flares bright. At first she is a moon, but then she is the sun, and jewels the planet orbiting her. Love opens her hands, spreads her wide, and she loses her control. She must find her future and face her past.
Sophie Nisba as Ana Lucia. Lost. She must find her future and face her past. Ana Lucia loses children, no matter how hard she tries to save them. They slip from her fingers, from the safety of the light. She curves her hands across her stomach and listens for cries in the night. The darkness is silent. She squeezes her eyes shut and red blooms across her vision. She can see her death, she can see her failure, and she is empty inside and out. Waves hit the island like a breath, a pulse, the end of the world. She will not cry, though her heart breaks.
Compass Rose as Zoe. Firefly. Serenity. She will not cry, though her heart breaks. Zoe is strong even when wounded. She has survived a war and battles unnumbered. Her blood flows sluggish, but it flows, and her heartbeats are steady. As long as she can raise her chin, look forward into the stars, wrap her hands around her guns, if she can do these things, she will be fine. As long as she can keep her freedom, she will live. Her heart is empty, and her hands, and every breath is thick with want. But she will survive. There is peace for her still. Somewhere.
Rindel as Tippi. Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. There is peace for her still, somewhere. Tippi sits in silence at Bailey's grave, The grass is cold beneath her bare feet, the air damp around her. She brings flowers from Lena, star-shaped cookies from Bridget, and a candle from Carmen. She lights it, watches it burn. If she listens hard enough, she can hear Bailey's voice in her darkest moments, when she is lost, confused, doesn't know what to do, how to become all the things she wants to be. She closes her eyes. She can feel the brush of Bailey's hand. She curls her fingers in the darkness.
Tipsy Kitty as Mary. Supernatural. She curls her fingers in the darkness. Her boys are asleep, Dean in his big boy bed, and John in his chair in front of the news. She'll wake him soon, slip her hand into his and guide him to their bedroom. She will curve her body around his as best she can with her belly in the way, and press kisses which are prayers to his skin. She can feel the snap of power still, and if she thinks too hard, she can hear the music of the night thrumming in her veins. The stars sing her name.
Chantress as Daja. Tamora Pierce, Circle of Magic. The stars sing her name. Daja sees beauty in the snap of the fire, the way the flames rise up to devour. She twists metal in her hands, creates something useful, something decorative, something new from cold iron, leftover steel. She dips her hands into the coals, holds them to the curl of her body. She knows heartache, but locks it inside in a box of metal, woven through with magic. She cannot dare let it touch her work for fear it will open seams of destruction. She breathes in the flame, breathes out. Fire falls from her fingertips.
A literal garbage heap as Megan. Dog soldiers. Fire falls from her fingertips. She drags her fingers along broken glass and leaves her blood behind. Megan is a monster, and she hungers so. In the other days of the month, when the moon grows small and cold and turns away its face, she writes songs and captures lies in her camera. They are a family, these things say, normal and full of love. This is a slick veneer. Beneath it, they hide shiny fangs and sharp claws and a taste for human blood and meat raw and warm. She fights with what she wants and what lurks inside.
Cece rambles as Ivy. Dead witch walking. The hollows. She fights with what she wants and what lurks inside. Ivy tastes oranges in the air and magic slick on her tongue. In her dreams, Rachel is laid bare before her, body open in all ways, and she touches her, puts her fingers everywhere, and her fangs. Rachel's words disappear and fade into whimpers and moans and inarticulate pleading. She spells love with her tongue on Rachel's stomach and wishes for a happy ending. After she comes, Rachel stretches, powerful and dangerous and enticing, magic building between her palms. Ivy finds she cannot look away. Desire curls through her belly.
Black glass as Dawn. The Babysitter's Club and California Diaries. Desire curls through her belly. Dawn sits on the beach, toes tucked into the sand. Stacy is still in the water, riding a wave into the shore. When she comes out of the surf, her board under her arm, pieces of hair sticking to her face, though she wears it bound back, Dawn stares and wants to squirm. Stacy looks happy, pleased with herself, and that smug little smile is sexy. She throws herself on the towel and reaches out to take her hand. Dawn squeezes her fingers, then looks out at the water. She watches the ocean and dreams.
Jatania as Stephanie. Full House. She watches the ocean and dreams. Stephanie sits in her wetsuit on her surfboard and she misses her sisters. DJ is all grown up and Michelle is living it up in high school, the baby, and so spoiled. Sometimes she doesn't know where she fits in this world without her family. Growing up in the cradle of It Takes a Village to Raise a Child was a warm, loving experience, but out here, where the love between men and women is supposed to be delineated and defined, she doesn't know how to build her own tribe. She prepares herself. The wave rises up and takes her under.
Aether Eyes, Eden. Blue Crush. She prepares herself. The wave rises up and takes her under. Eden uses a board she's built in the night beneath the stars. She can imagine Anne-Marie is somewhere in the water in the dark. She can forget, for a moment, she is a world away. She comes up sputtering and spitting salt water, her hair tangled and covering her eyes. The water jerks her board on the tether and her leg wrenches to one side. She collects it and makes her way to the beach, careful to avoid the coral. She focuses, and her breath is still.
Mistborn Hero as Diana. Girl fight. She focuses, and her breath is still. Diana stares at her opponent. She is waiting for the fight to start, for the bell. In a moment, she will spring to life, staying low, keeping her guard up, watching her footwork, always moving, searching for the tell. She knows how to do this. She knows how to win. She's worked the heavy bag and her sparring partner has done more push-ups, sit-ups, and road work than she will ever remember, until it is worked into her muscles, her bones. She gathers her guard, draws back her fist. Her knuckles are scraped raw.
Resident Evil. Her knuckles are scraped raw. Rain can hear them constantly, inside and out, and torments them with her blood. It drips from her fingers, curls around her wrist. Her body is failing, her brain breaking down. There are flashes of moments when there is no color but the red of raw meat, and she hungers for it so. She can hear Alice's breath and her quick heartbeat, and she can smell her sweat and fear, taste it on her tongue. The world is ending around her, an apocalypse beneath the ground. She sinks into the darkness and closes her eyes.
Casca Ellis as Andy. Dawson's Creek.
She sinks into the darkness and closes her eyes. Andy can feel it pressing closer, all the thoughts she can't control, the way the world is not what she wants. She doesn't know how to fix it. She could tell her friends what she is feeling, but she doesn't have the words. She can't be that kind of burden to them. It's asking too much. She counts the pills cupped in her palm and swallows them down. If she can't just finish high school, that's her goal, to stay sane until then. Stay alive. Graduation lurks beyond the horizon.
Cantarina as Missy. Bring it on. Graduation lurks beyond the horizon. Missy knows the end is coming. Of high school, cheerleading, Missy and Torrance. This isn't the first time she's crushed on her straight girlfriends, but it probably is the first time she's actually fallen in love. She's not sure. What's love like anyway? They celebrate the seniors at the end of the year and introduce the new captain. After, Missy lingers in the shower, washing away the end of this life. She's going to college and back to gymnastics. She has a future. Her skin is cold, her hair wet. She is happy and free.
Tipsy Kitty as Nikki. The breed. Her skin is cold, her hair wet. She is happy and free. They throw the dead dog over the edge and bind her wounds. The three of them then sit together, holding hands. The guys look somewhat vacant, still in shock. Inside them is a crawling thing of infection, mutation, changing their blood. When Nikki feels it at last, night has fallen, and the snarl rushes up from her throat. A full moon rises from the water, bloated and golden, and she tips back her head to whine, then howl. The end is unstoppable, inevitable. The boat scrapes against land.
Butterflies in my brain as Nina. Making out. The boat scrapes against land. Nina has come home. After high school, she ran as far as she could across the country and didn't come back. Now, after a college degree and a world of experience with boys and men, she returns for Claire's wedding. She wouldn't have, but she remembers Claire supporting her when it mattered. The Ice Princess becoming, briefly, the sister she needs, the sister she loves. Lucas is the first person she sees when she walks off the ferry. He looks worn down, and she wants to hug him, hold him. She bites back her kisses.
Semper Fiona as Lilo. Lilo and Stitch. She bites back her kisses. Lilo pulls away from Myrtle reluctantly. They've been in the sun for hours, sometimes surfing, sometimes swimming, sometimes wrapped around each other in that shiny haze of lust. She's supposed to be practicing. She has a gig coming up. But mostly she just wants to sit with her girlfriend and sing Elvis songs and watch the sun set into the water. She's tired, worn out, but content. It's hard to balance school, a part-time job, gigs, the aliens, and her Myrtle. Her fingers ache, her joints hurt, and there is sand between her toes.
The Archer as Haley. Stick it. Her fingers ache, her joints hurt, and there is sand between her toes. Haley's still not sure about hanging out away from the gym in the house, but she doesn't turn down a trip to the beach. She's off to college soon. She'll say goodbye, and that, surprisingly, makes her sad. Joanne flops down next to her, kicking sand over her legs. It sticks to the sweat, but she can't work up a good glare. Joanne grins, a scary baring of her teeth. Haley knows that look, what she wants. She knows this game, and she knows how to win.
SBL as Viola. She's the man. She knows this game, and she knows how to win. Viola has been a girl, and she has been a boy, and now she is a woman. She curls her fingers, draws people in. Flirts and charms and teases. She knows when to smile and when to laugh and when to hold herself perfectly still. She runs a lot, on the field and off, with a ball and without. She's not running from something any longer, and not towards anything either. Instead, she's running through. She dances and she fucks and she wins. Oh, how she enjoys being a girl.
Poem reads as Brooke. One Tree Hill. Oh, how she enjoys being a girl. Brooke puts on her makeup deftly and does her hair. Her dress is short and tight and shiny, and her heels are high. She likes the curve of her bare legs, and when she twists in front of the mirror, she feels sexy and devious. She gives a little shimmy and then grins at herself. Lucas will be at the party. He won't know what hit him. No. Better, he'll know exactly what hit him. She's been watching. She knows how to push his buttons. She knows all the secrets of her world.
Gilreina
as Tia Dalma, Pirates of the Caribbean. She knows all the secrets of her world. Tia Dalma knows so much more than she will ever say. It is her story to tell, but she closes her mouth, stills her tongue. She could bind them with a thought, little mortals with their flesh and blood, wants and needs. They bring her candles and trinkets and siren songs, whisper stories to her and the wind. She takes herself away from her home and to the edge of the horizon, where the waves crash before the land falls away. The salt water calls to her and curls around her toes.
Raven as Rosalie. Twilight. The salt water calls to her and curls around her toes. Emmett and Jasper play frisbee in the surf, mostly as an excuse to chase and tackle each other. Alice dances on the beach, spinning her songs around their bonfire. Their smell surrounds her. Delicious. They have hunted and sated themselves, and soon they will come together and fuck. Her body is tight, and she wants to call them to her in the darkness. It is a public beach, and they could get caught. But Rosalie thinks nothing of this. She fears no man, for she has seen the monsters.
Little Red Robin Hood as Lex. Jurassic Park. She fears no man, for she has seen the monsters. Lex listens to her brother speak lists of dinosaurs and scientific discoveries. She tilts her head towards her computer, and her fingers itch to touch the keys, to sneak her way into important, protected information, to write code and change the world. She takes boxing lessons and learns to shoot a gun, and skydives and snowboards and flings herself off mountains. She finds adventures each day, seeks out the most dangerous paths, and fills her brain, studying everything she can. She is alive, and she will show the world.
Robin Fye as Franny. Charlaine Harris's Seven Vampire series. She is alive, and she will show the world. Franny lives with the monsters, but she is human, stuck within her own skin. She curls her hands into claws, and sometimes the noise in her throat is as close as she can get to a growl. She clings to Quinn, snarls at the world. She cannot protect him, and it rankles. She is supposed to be weak, but she feels strong. Strong enough to take on Quinn's world, the monsters who threaten him, who break his heart. Even if it kills her, she is woman, unafraid. Her story has no end.
Caminante as Esri Dax. Deep Space Nine. Her story has no end. Esri's story will become part of Dax, part of the never-ending song that comforts and irritates in equal measure. Esri finds comfort in Jedzia's story, the stanza that precedes hers. Jedzia is an arm around her shoulders in crowded quarks, a belly laugh that makes her stomach ache in the silence, and entirely too much science when she's trying to sleep. Esri wonders what her story will be further down the line. Will she be a voice of comfort, of sense and logic? She likes to think so. She stayed steady, stayed herself, through everything, even when she didn't think she could. After that, everything else will be a piece of cake. She may be small, but she is mighty.
Cheshire Tears as Laura. Carmilla. She may be small, but she is mighty. Let nobody doubt Laura Hollis, journalist extraordinaire. With only a camera, a vampire girlfriend, and a small but dedicated group of fellow students, she brought down a corrupt university administration. She hadn't thought she'd had any power at all when she started. She didn't know what she had expected to happen. Not this, certainly. Not finding love, a new kind of family, the kind of strength inside herself she had only read about before. Also, a lot of stress crafting. Like, a lot. But if she could do this, well, when people work together, the world had better watch out.
End of story. Thanks for listening.